Like, when I was growing up, every summer we would go to India. My whole family would go. And in my family, it's me, my brother, my mom, and my dad. And I'm the favorite child. I just know I am. You know? Like, my brother and I would argue over who our parents thought was cooler. And then one day, my mom settled it. She walked in the room while we were playing with our Legos, and she said, "I just want you both to know that your father and I love Zane more." My brother was so mad. He's like, "Well, if you love Zane so much, why'd you even have me?" And she said, "Zane needed a friend." And so at that age, that young, I think my brother decided that one day he would prove that he's the better son. So that summer, we're in India. I'm 10, my brother's 6. And every night, we would play this game called Carom with the kids in the compound. And Carom, if you don't know, for the 8 people here who don't know, basically, there's a little board, and you flick pieces into pockets, and if you get all the pieces in, you win, right? And I've got one piece, and Rizwan, who I'm playing with, has one more piece left. He's the king of the compound. He's number 1, right? It's my turn. And if I hit this piece in, it's a big deal, because I'm an American who went to India and beat an Indian at an Indian game. I'm playing for my country. So I flick the piece, and it hits the side of the board, and it lands on its side, and it starts rolling and rolling and rolling, and then an inch away from the pocket, Rizwan does this. And the piece falls over. And so I did what any kid would do in that situation, and I flipped the table over, and I punched him right in the face. And in my head, when I did that, I was like, I let America down. And then I thought about it, and I had used excessive force against someone much weaker than me, which is the most American way to end a conflict ever, right? I immediately felt horrible. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm not a violent person. And from the back of the room, I hear, ooh. And that ooh is international, right? When you're a kid, you know that ooh means you're in trouble. And I look and I see my brother there. And he said, "I saw everything that happened. And the next time you piss me off, I'm telling mom and dad." So a week later, I pissed him off. He ran to my mom and dad. He said, "Mom, dad, I just want you both to know that last week, Zane hit a kid and he's been hiding it from you ever since." And my mom looked at me and she said, "Zane, is that true?" And I said, "Mother, I cannot tell a lie. I did hit that kid. But I will have you know that when it happened, Zafir was there. And he's been blackmailing me with this information ever since." And my brother in the back of the room, he was like, "Fuck, that was good. That was good. I did not expect that." My mom looked at my brother and she said, "Zafir, we are so disappointed in you. Zane would never do something like that."